This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being, you know, part of the conversation, really what it boils down to, part of the solution. And I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Nobody else might, but I do. And I actually even love the camaraderie, the connections that you guys make in the different chat rooms. So I do appreciate the time. We're trying to get it all over to one place, and I am working on that, and I will let you know when I succeed. So, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot going on out there. You know, a lot you want to get involved with, that I want to get involved with, too. Right? But this, you really need to understand the importance, and some of you do. I get it. You need to understand the importance, though, of this election. And I'm not just saying that because it's a cool thing to say and everybody's saying it right now and all that fun stuff. I'm saying it because it's real. And if President Trump doesn't get the Senate, he doesn't get the Congress, I believe he's going to win. Even when they cheat their little brains out, I still believe he's going to win. But if he doesn't get the Senate and the Congress, this is going to be a continual hour-by-hour, minute-by-minute fight. You know, when the Portland and Seattle... Well, actually, no, it wasn't. I'm sorry. The Portland... mayor and the Oregon governor actually say that the reason they don't want the troops, that's what they call them, right? The presidential troops, is because President Trump wants them to have them. Isn't that great? So nice to him. Them. So I don't know how you feel. I mean, that is nothing but hate. And the hate is so deep, it runs so deep, that they're willing to let their people suffer over it. They're willing to let their people die, get hurt, because they can't stand the president. Does that sound right to anybody? Anybody. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. You know, the Oregon State Police, they're not going to protect the federal courthouse anymore. Right? And that's what's at the center of the riots up there. They want to tear that courthouse apart. They want to get into a place where they're not going to get information, records on you and I and other people. But the Oregon State Police now is no longer going to be safeguarding the Mark O. Hatfield Federal Courthouse. Remember they were promised? The president was promised that courthouse would be protected, like they're supposed to. See, the hypocrisy behind these people is just amazing. They don't want the president in there, or I should say, they don't want federal marshals or immigration or anything like that in there. Right? But this comes down the heels of them saying they're not willing to enforce federal law when it comes to immigration. They say they don't have to. It is the Fed's problem. The Feds need to take care of it. It's their job. They're not going to spend the resources on it. But in the same token, they don't want to let the Feds in. Right? So if they don't want them there, and they won't support the law, then what can you only surmise from that? which surmises the fact that they don't want the law enforced at all, period. Right? The full statement from Timothy R. Fox, captain of the Oregon State Police. He said, the Oregon State Police is continually reassessing our resources, and the needs of our partner agencies at this time. We're inclined to move those resources back to counties where prosecution of criminal contact is still a priority. In other words, we don't care about your federal courthouse. We don't even care that we told you we'd protect it. Too bad. Deal with it. And the notification follows District Attorney Mike Schmidt's announcement that a portion of more than 500 misdemeanors and felony charges brought against protesters will be dropped. Now, last night I went through a whole piece about law and order, right? And I went through the whole thing about where they say that you know, they want to help people more, that we say they don't want law and order. Well, what would you take away from this? DA's office note, they do not have the unlimited resources to handle 74 straight nights of protests that come after the death of George Floyd. So what does that mean? Does that mean you just let it go? The feds are willing to step in, but you won't let them. They're not going to give you the money because you don't know how to use it. The presumption in a lot of these cases that they're listed out that there are some that won't be prosecuted, Schmidt said. But if there are egregious circumstances or something about the case that stands out, we can always choose to prosecute. Now, state police were reportedly brought in at the end of July as agreement between Governor Kate Brown and Vice President Mike Pence in an effort to get federal officers off the streets. But he made them promise to continue to protect the courthouse. Does that mean now we can send the, quote-unquote, federal troops in there? Federal officers from U.S. Customs and Border Protection and the Federal Protective Services, U.S. Marshals, are being sent to Portland. Now, there's an order to protect the statues. There's an order to protect monuments. There's an order to protect federal property. There shouldn't have to be. Right? Now, getting Trump's troops off the streets of downtown Portland has substantially calmed things down, Brown said. Really? That's not what video shows. It's not what shows on TV. These guys are delusional. Is it in the DNA? What is it? Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Jeremy, 855. 732-5563. And you know, it's in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Yeah, you heard that. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can find it up on Amazon, although I don't like to feed them. You could get one right for me if you want. But in there, I have a chapter called Why Do They Have to Lie to Win? And the thing about, they never do anything wrong. The reason they have to lie to win, and they don't perceive it as lying, they're telling you what they need to tell you so they can get in power, so they can do the right thing for you, because you can't figure out how to do the right thing for yourself. Think about it. Isn't that what they're doing? And again, 855-REAL-JOE. I'd love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Portland has experienced its deadliest month of 30 years. Yeah, probably because of Trump, right? Just amazing. The 50 people were killed in Portland during the month of July, which was the highest number of deadly shootings or stabbings in a single month since the 1980s. Police Chief Chuck Lovell, he addressed last month's violence, which ended on Friday following 150 shooting at an apartment building, 150 round shooting at an apartment building in the city. 24 people in Portland have died in homicides this year. He says, very concerning to know that many people have been killed in such a short period of time, they can't get to them. With everything else going on, they can't get to them. And who the heck wants to go? What officer wants to go flying through town to try to save somebody's butt, knowing that if they get out of the car, they could be ambushed? I wouldn't go. I'd let you deal with it. Chicago, price tag for the rioting, the looting, the whatever right now is $23 million. You know, they're going to ask you and I to pay for that. My answer would be no. They hate Trump. They hate the American portion of this country, which is all of it, right? You know, what we stand for. She hates it. It is not a dictatorship. These people don't have a right to come in there and be dictatorial. Every state has a constitution. They also, I love when they say, you know, nobody's above the law, yet they're constantly above the law. So it's amazing to watch this play out. And I am sure, worst in 30 years, it's all about Trump. They think we have terrible race relations because of Trump. Because they were just peachy keen under Obama, weren't they? Portland City Commissioner Joanne Hardesty pushed to disband the Gun Violence Reduction Team, which was called a gang enforcement unit at the time. Now, according to the station, she did not follow a 2018 city audit. Right, I'm sorry, she did so following a 2018 audit, which found that the African Americans made up 59% of units traffic. So what? The numbers are the numbers. You can't change those. If you can prove that the number in and of itself does not prove that they were targeting black people. Really? What's the makeup of the community in that area? Hello? I don't think it's a staffing issue, no matter how often they say they're overworked and underpaid. She said the reality is that Portland police have for a long time decided what they investigate and what they won't. Really. Shootings have also increased in July compared to the same time last year. There were a total of 63 shootings compared to 28 last year, just in the month of July alone. In terms of response time, it took officers almost 15 minutes to respond to shots fired call this year, compared to just under 7 minutes last year. Why would they? Why would they? So you could nail them to the cross? So you could go ahead and arrest the cops for doing their job? You're going to triple-guess them as to whether they shot somebody who died on purpose, by accident, followed protocol, didn't? Seriously. Homicides, assaults, burglaries, and vandalism are all up. It's all Trump's fault. If we shut down all the... Listen, guys, get your act together. Because if you shut down all the gun manufacturers, all this violence would stop. Don't you know that? What's wrong with you people? it just never stops. And to show you how much hate, you know, again, somebody I consider a friend told me that Trump does not care about people. And it still bothered me because I want to come unglued on them. But I know that's not the way to do it, if you would, right? I mean, seriously. You got to do it in love. You got to do it in understanding. You got to do it in a way where you're not coming at them. Right? You know, I wish I could save all these stories. Where it says, you know, Trump sabotages his re-election campaign with his incompetent leadership. That's the illustrious Richard Fowler. But yet, Biden is a genius? Really? That's how disingenuous they are. They're talking about how, you know, how bad Trump is and how wrong he is and what bad shape. And Joe doesn't know where he is. Every 7.5 minutes, he has to reset his brain. Right? And then you heard, there you go. Former Obama speechwriter mocks mainstream media's hilarious push to call Kamala Harris moderate. Again, if they say it, it becomes true. Former Obama speechwriter John Favreau, I guess his name, he's dismissed mainstream media's trend of describing Senator Harris as a moderate. On his Vote Saves America podcast, he spoke with other Obama staffers about the presumptive Democratic nominee, Joe, and his selection of Harris as his running mate. At one point, he took a moment to chide the media's coverage of California Senator. It was hilarious to me that she's being called in all the coverage a moderate, he said. Like Joe Biden has found a fellow moderate or centrist. She supports something extremely close to Medicare for All through Bernie Sanders. Right? She supports the Green New Deal. She supports taking away guns, taking away red meat. How could she be a moderate? It's just amazing to me. Several mainstream media outlets have described Harris as more moderate than she actually is. And the New York Times raised eyebrows this week by labeling her a pragmatic moderate. Oh my God. I gotta go follow it, guys. I'll be back in a minute. Trouble senior host. Don't go follow.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Nations Security Council overwhelmingly voted against the United States resolution to indefinitely extend the arms embargo against Iran. The 13-year embargo will now expire in mid-October, allowing Iran to buy and sell conventional weapons without UN restrictions. The embargo was first formed in 2007, well before the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran was forged by the United States, the UK, France, Germany, Russia, China, and the
European Union. That deal, which created the October 2020 expiration of the embargo, gives Iran relief from economic sanctions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo slammed the vote in a statement, writing, "The Security Council's failure to act decisively in defense of international peace and security is inexcusable." The White House now has options: pursue an increasingly hard line against Iran, or forge a compromise with European allies. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 from Joe, 855. 732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, right? The there's a big concern right now going on for kids that are at home. And you know, we do have, it's sad to say, we have a lot of children that get abused in a lot of ways at home. And during the regular school year, we would at least have a teacher or teachers or staff. Now, they go overboard quite a few times. But when a kid shows up consistently with bruises, looks like they've been beaten badly from time to time, then I'm okay with the teacher opening their mouth. Tennessee is ordering at-home well-being checks on every child in the state. I think it's a wonderful idea. So parents across the volunteer state are expressing alarm over a report that the government agents will be dispatched to conduct well-being checks on every child in the state as part of its China virus policy. Okay. I'm not okay with checking on them to see if they have a virus or not. We are seeing instances where kids are being brought to hospitals, or people are reporting kids in Los Angeles County that look like they're being abused. This is a serious thing. This isn't a political thing. Now, some people will say it's not the government's business to know how children are raised, and they're right. As far as being raised are, I got that part. Whether they're going to church or not the government's business. Because really, some people were talking about how taking your kids to church, forcing your kids to go to church, was not right. Was kind of bullying them, if you would. We've done those stories in the past. Now, the Tennessee Department of Education, I mean, these people are hurting already. They set aside $1 million in federal funds to establish a child well-being task force. Now, the plan, which is bad, is to dispatch well-being liaisons across the state and ensure that all children are checked on. Now, here's the thing. If it's truly just the well-being, the physical, the emotional, what have you, of the child, I don't really have a problem with that. Sorry. I know some of you don't agree with that. I don't want the government coming in the house just knocking on the door, being able to barge their way in. But if you're a real professional, within a few minutes at the front door, you'll be able to tell whether that kid is being beat or not. Right? The black and blues or whatever. There's got to be a way to protect these kids. I know many of you are totally against the government intruding in on. But you know what? Protecting our kids are just as is just as important. And I'm a trustee of the school board. I have read and I have seen some of the stuff. It's not cool. It's not good. Now, many children have experienced adversity due to the pandemic. The child well-being checks are a deliberate way of all stakeholders in the community can help ensure the needs of our children are met. Now, many parents are livid about this. They're demanding to know what right the state has to come into their homes and check on the well-being of their child. Let me tell you what. If your child's at school, you have no control. Absolutely none. Those child welfare people show up because the teacher calls and says, I don't know, kid looks sad. I think he's being beat at home. They'll show up anyway. So if this is going to, I mean, again, I don't know what the process is here. And unless your parents are willing to get involved with your neighbors, how are you protecting these kids that are in serious trouble? Just a question. I'm really curious. How are you protecting these kids? How do you suggest we protect these kids? There's got to be a way to do it. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. No joke. Yeah, but we can do this with them, right? Oh, God. The university is asking students to play the coronavirus police. And you need to report your peers that might have, you think have, or are doing things that might bring on the coronavirus. This is nuts. Colleges across the country are starting to reopen for in-person learning. Some are asking students to report peers who might not be following the guidelines. Right? The university sets up, you know, guidelines, but you have 6 feet apart, mask on, all that fun stuff. For example, the University of Miami set up a system where students are encouraged to report concerns about unsafe behaviors. What is that? Like, you know, kissing behind the bushes. I mean, really, on a college campus, there's all kinds of stuff going on. You know what I mean? Texas A&M University has a similar system where faculty members and administrators can file a report if they're concerned. Texas. Tulane University also has a system where university members can report problematic behavior related to COVID-19. Why, what would that look like? Is there a guide? Is there a video or something? People are crazy. Do you really want to be the reason that the Tulane and New Orleans have shut down again? Yale University is encouraging students to make reports concerning COVID-19 to the emergency hotline. You know, don't report rapes or beatings or anything else. Just stay on the COVID-19 thing, right? I think this is hilarious. I'm sorry. You're going to tell on each other? We're going to be little tattletales? Is that what it's going to work out to be? And what does that do to that person, that child, that whoever? If all of a sudden, you know, they're being accused of either having COVID-19 or not doing enough to protect others from it. You know, we talked earlier this week about the Democrats wanting so much in I don't know what you want to call it. You can no longer the COVID help bill. You can't do it because the Democrats are turning it into let's bail out anybody, anywhere, anyhow. That's really what's happening. And Senator Kennedy has been very, 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 very vocal about this. Thank God. Lawmakers are beginning to support the possibility of an executive order by President Trump, the executive order by President Trump, because they knew Congress was going to leave. And what did they do today? They left. They left town without a resolve. They left town without wanting to see. They want people to hurt so bad. It's almost like the bullying that the mafia does. Right? They want you to feel the pain. They want you to feel the heat. They want you to feel the pressure to the point where you'll just go with them just to get them to stop. That's what the Dems want. You know, I'm done playing that game where I used to say, look, you got to know both parts of the situation. Right? You got to have all the information you need to make a decision. Well, it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter what proof you have, what reality you have. They don't care. They are right no matter what you believe to be right or wrong. That's the scary part. We've made no progress in the negotiations, Kennedy said, as of Tuesday. He says, it distresses me that the reason that we've made no progress is because the Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi, they want $3 trillion. Right? They're calling it the Heroes Act. What a joke that is. Don't you think? It's really the, you know, the Cash Cow Act for their friends and buddies. This would be one of those friends without benefits kind of thing. Now, you know, they wanted the $600 a week. Trump brought it down to $400. We've talked about this before. And you know what that's all about. If you give the $600 plus estate money, why go back to work if you're making a few extra, if you're making a little bit more or just even a little bit less, why go back to work? And don't give me that holier than thou thing, well, you know, people want to go back to work, they don't be sitting. No, there's lots of people that wouldn't mind sitting at home for $750 a week. You know, and Democrats, they don't just want the $600 a week. Right? They want bailouts for the states. Now, again, I would have the states prove what they had to directly pay to take care of this COVID thing. And then negotiate it from there. That would be my way of approaching it. Republicans, they're looking at $1 trillion price tag. That doesn't mean they're spending it all right either. Even that's a little high. Now, there's this $400 a week, as you already know. Now, Schumer, he slammed Republicans, right? But only after the Dems rejected two Republican proposals because they wouldn't give enough money to their buddies. It's really sad. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer.
You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com. And if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. Appreciate the time you spent with us on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. You know, being part of what's happening, really. And there is a lot going on out there. I realize that. There's a lot going on that, you know, it's hard to keep up with it all. I get that, too. But, you know, we really do, you really do have to be informed to get engaged. And you can spew out what you want, but that doesn't help anybody, right? And for those of you, you know, stop listening to the hardcore, first of all, stop listening to hardcore right-wing stations. Because you're not going to get enough information to be able to walk out and do something. You know, really make a difference. Because you're going to have all that, right? You're going to have all that information that is only right-leaning, if you would. You almost can't listen to any of the left. Right? Because they're all about how bad, you know, you listen to these guys on Fox, the ones on the left, anyway, they're always coming back to how bad Trump is. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right. And you know, it's just like the H1N1, you know, we were talking about this the other night. Somebody sent me an email on it. The H1N1 numbers from 2009. Now, you don't hear much about that. Right? It was again, a flu pandemic. It was, we called it the swine flu. And it, I don't know, it lasted 2009-2010. And it actually was the second round of an H1N1 flu. And you think about that, what, can anybody, I mean, maybe I missed it, maybe I just wasn't paying attention. But what did we shut down, if anything? Right? The second wave was a bit of a new strain. But we had, let me see if I can look this up really quick. All right? There were 18,000 fatalities. 60 million people tested positive for it. Right? Let me try that again. There were 18,000 fatalities, but 60 million people tested positive for it. Why didn't we shut anything down? Because Obama and Biden were in control? I'm not doing this just to be a conservative Republican. I'm doing this because I really simply want to be able to say, hey, you know, you have the information. It didn't matter what side it was. Let's forget about Democrat, Republican. But why didn't they shut it down? Just asking. That pandemic, according to news sources, lasted 19 months. Now, some people say that it actually killed about 500,000 people worldwide. Right? 500,000 worldwide. While 60 million tested positive for it. I want to know what we shut down. In this case, the first case was found in Mexico and took off from there. 80% of the H1N1 victims worldwide were younger than 65. So unlike the current one, that one actually went after people that were younger than 65. Come on, work this through. The vaccine came out for this in December of 2009, and was everybody forced to take it? I want to see what happens with this one. Question for you in the chat room. If this virus, if Joey B were, God forbid, to get in and he forces the virus shot, would you take it? What would you do to stop it? How far are you willing to go? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember, this segment is all about cleaning up, going back, talking about the stories, the main stories of the week. Kamala Harris. I'm not going to go there. Going to be nice. All right, final poll number in her home state of California when she was running for president was 7%. So when she finished her race, she finished at 7% in California, her home state. She's not well received here, people. We know what she's like. Even her own people know what she's like. Right? And what did she reach? Fourth place? She was up to 13% by that time? Now, what makes Joe think? I mean, I still am. Some people told me it was total emotions because his son was good friends with her. Feel bad for his son, but. And when it came to getting support from the elected Democrats in California, she had a hard time getting it. Even progressives were having a hard time, you know, getting on her side, helping her out. Tulsi Gabbard, took her to the woodshed. I wish more of them would do this to each other. And by the fall of 2019, she'd fallen back into single digits in many of the California polls. While the front runners were the old white people. Right? I mean, the party of diversity, the party that says, you know, that they're for the Black Lives Movement. The three top runners, Sanders, Biden, and Elizabeth Warren. Come on, let that sink in. Right? Her campaign couldn't get itself righted, couldn't straighten itself out. right? When you can't even get rolling in your home state, how do you expect to get out in front of other people? Really? I think it was at the end of November, there was a poll done by Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies. It showed that by 61% to 24%, likely Democrats, primary voters in California, thought Harris should quit the race. 61% of likely voters said that she should go. Her final finish in the Real Clear Politics primary poll average for California was 8.3. The highest she ever hit was 23%. Now, these people are so delusional that they actually think that they're popular. And that's what they needed to do. You know, run for president or what have you. She really still feels herself to be the best candidate, but she can't get the numbers. She can't. My buddy said it. She doesn't connect. Who else didn't connect? Yeah. Hillary. She couldn't connect either. And now you look at all these polls, which are pretty useless because they're all over the place. MSNBC now kind of, you know, they brought the poll down to try to make it look a little bit more believable. Remember they just had, you know, 60-40 kind of thing? They're not talking about, so how do they explain, if it was almost 60% a couple of weeks ago, how do they explain him down to 53? This is an NPR, PBS Mayor's poll. They got Joey B at 53% and Trump at 43. So is Joey losing space? Is Joey losing traction? How come the numbers are slipping on him? Are people finally figuring out who he is? He needs to come out of the closet even more. And then we talked earlier this week about, you know, Camilla's inability to be a person. She's not a person of integrity. Not even close. No. And her own actions prove it. Right? Wasn't she the one? She said that she believed Joe's accusers, not his accuser, but Joe's accusers. That means there's more than one. Now, she believed, in a public statement, that the women who could come forward alleging that former Vice President Joe Biden touched them without their consent is true. She said, and she wants them to come out and tell their story. This is back when she was running against him. She thought they were courageous women for having the courage to come forward and even want to talk about it to begin with. Does she still feel the same way? Really, does she feel the same way? Why would you, if you're part of that whole Me Too movement, why would you work with a guy that felt that he could do pretty much anything he wanted to do with a woman? Unless you're just you're lying about your position. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down, because we ain't taking any calls right now. And you know what? You have a great rest of the day. God bless you. You got to get informed. Get engaged. Don't just jump in because your Republican buddy told you to. Make sure you know what you're fighting for. Like I said, God bless. Be safe. We want you back here. Check out therealside.com for more info. And we'll catch you later.